just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
That is us. I am Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. We usually start the show. Well, we do start the show with Chris's question of the day. I'm just, or just Chris's question, I guess. We don't say of the day.
That yeah, it's every
sound,
day.
Makes it sound cheap.
You got a question?
Even works. Worse. I'm trying to decide which one.
Well, you can always ask two, I guess.
No, I don't want to do that. And it makes it convoluted.
And that's, yeah, it's just question of the day.
This one sounds like a cheesy one, but I know it's going to turn into some funny stories.
Okay.
But like, in your childhood, because we've all told stories about different times we were like embarrassed, like,
sure,
or something. Like,
cause yeah,
it's hard to embarrass me as an adult, to be yeah, honest. Like, I get more embarrassed by hurting somebody's feelings I didn't mean to. I think that would be like the most I get embarrassed as an adult. Like, I'll say something funny in their room to you two and not realizing you guys have, it's happened a few times where I've, you know, eat my own foot, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you get a bad case of foot and mouth disease for
sometimes. I do. Yeah. Your steady diet.
Yeah, I do. But it's never intentional. Like, I never mean to do that. It just happens.
But boy, does it bring joy to Jason.
Yeah, you guys get a ton of joy.
I think it's hilarious.
But as a kid, you tend to get more embarrassed.
Of course.
About things. So is there a memory that, like, stands out where you just felt like, you know, you thought the world was coming to an end because you were so embarrassed, absolutely crushed? Jason, I think it'd be harder for you. You always you seem pretty solid in, like, you're not putting yourself out there, you know, very often.
I don't know. Let's see.
As a kid, like, before you knew better. But yeah, before you knew better. Even a teen, if something, you know, when you're worried about. I know you probably weren't worried about the majority of people thought. You probably had a few friends that you didn't want to look like an idiot in front of.
I was just trying to think. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for other people.
Yeah,
like in grade two when we were lining up for school pictures and Edgar, I forget his last name, threw up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and the whole class smelled like his vomit, which also smelled like sulfury eggs. So after that, Edgar was known as Egger.
That's creative.
So
kids,
but I felt kind of bad for him.
Egger's nice creative from Edgar?
For kids, for children, kids.
I guess
it smelled like eggs.
Yeah.
Edgar it was a bad terrible smell.
Mine, obviously, terrible. I've spoken about before, but the mine chair was a teenager. Yeah, the folding chair at a museum.
Right.
Mm.
And it cracked and it broke while a lady was talking about ancient Greeks or something.
And in front of all
in
your
front of all their
your
girls and everything.
Yeah.
And
mine would probably be my wiener in the fountain.
Yeah, your wiener in the fountain.
Oh, when you were wearing white clothes at Canada's Wonderland?
White shorts and white undies, and it was with a couple girls my age, like 11 or 12,
mm-hmm,
that were like friends of the family, and I had a crush on one of them, and it was a really hot day, and they started swimming in a fountain, so I just jumped in, not thinking about it, being a cool guy.
In white shorts?
In white shorts, and then I got out, and everyone could see my wiener.
Nah, not good.
In my shorts.
Little Chris poking through.
Yeah.
There's one time in grade 6 when I was, the whole class was lined up to get their work checked by our teacher, Mr. Bullock. And a booger fell on the on my project that I was looking at.
Yeah.
And he looked at me as though it was my booger, but it was actually his booger that fell out.
So you felt embarrassed because you thought, this guy thinks it's my booger.
Yeah, because he was like, what's that?
Yeah.
Right?
What about when you stole Play-Doh?
Yeah, but that was,
you felt guilty about that?
I was guilty. I wasn't embarrassed. Okay. Unintentionally stole Play-Doh and took it home.
Did you throw it in the sewer or something?
I did.
Like that?
Yeah. I threw it in the sewer so that no one would find me out. I hid the evidence, when I was 7.
So what would you, obviously, we weren't preteen or teenage girls, but what would you feel more embarrassed about? Because this happened to two different girls.
Okay.
One, lice. A good-looking girl.
Oh, lice was the worst.
I feel embarrassed about lice.
Yeah, it was tough to come back from lice.
One of the good-looking girl crew girls.
Yeah.
It was during an assembly.
Uh-huh.
How old?
Grade 7 or 8.
So right at
12,
that,
13.
Yeah. And everyone's sitting on the gym floor.
Uh-huh.
And it got quiet. And she obviously, I don't know if she knew it was coming, but I was just sitting there and burp.
Oh, it should be fart.
And then it echoed a bit off the floor.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare for a girl in grade 7 and 8.
Yeah.
So what would you be more embarrassed about?
Yeah, but that's not like, that's,
but you know what?
That's not carrying with you for years type embarrassment. There's some things that happen to some people.
It's not like peeing your pants or anything.
Right. No. Yeah, like that's just a toot. Like, the guys would find it funnier than they would.
Yeah, I know. I get it. It would have been in the day. It would have been embarrassing sure, for sure. But
if one of us had done it, it would have been hilarious.
Of course,
we would have been legends.
Of course.
Yeah, we would have been trophies made.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Okay.
Yeah. Most embarrassed I've been has been as an adult when I got kicked off the ride for being my thighs were.
Oh yeah, you couldn't go on the roller coaster.
You couldn't go on the roller coaster in front of all those people. I got like 27 or 28 years old.
This is weird about you, because like you've been a big guy most of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still get embarrassed when it.
Yeah, well, I was
when it gets called out.
It was like it was so solo. Like I was, it was like, hey, that guy's too big to get on the ride. Huh. Let him off, and then only me gets off the roller coaster right. And has to walk down the other side after everyone's already cleared.
Because of your massive thighs, your muscular thighs.
The guy behind me was a big ball of goo, and he just smushed him in.
Yeah. It's because you're too taut. Your thighs are
anyway,
too taut.
So I made a rule with my wife. I said, we're only going to roller coasters in America because
they make them bigger.
And they do. And we have, and I have had a fun time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Gas, if you haven't heard, has jumped up quite a bit today.
Yeah, lots of lineups last night at gas stations to try and get in before it went up 14 cents a liter.
Crazy. It's quite the rise.
So it's about $1.80 a liter now.
Yeah.
There were a few gas stations on my way in this morning that had not raised their prices. It was still about $1.60.
Mm.
But they, by the time the sun comes up, they'll probably
what
be
a deal.
Raised. Yeah.
$1.60.
Yeah, it's
the reason being is because in mid-April they switch from winter gas to summer gas.
Well, we have a Dougie line call about that actually, Jason.
Oh, okay. Could someone, for the love of the Dougie line, please explain to me what the difference is between winter and summer gas?
Well, I didn't know exactly, so I did a quick Google search. It has to do with the vapor pressure and how quickly something evaporates at a certain temperature and how much other stuff they put in the gas to stop that.
Okay.
So all gas contains butane, which we know is another fuel, but summer blend gas contains less butane than winter gas, and butane is a cheaper fuel than gas.
Okay.
So that's why.
So that's summer gas will actually last long, not
you'll
burn
get,
as, right?
You'll get better hours. Fuel mileage on summer gas. Because it's more gas and less butane.
Okay.
But should it be more? No, because the gas companies make money hand over fist anyway. So they should just keep the gas prices the same all year round.
I went to gasbuddy.com.
Yeah,
they haven't updated.
Oh, really?
Since last night. So all the gas stations, because normally they'll tell you where the cheap ones are, but they're all like $1.54, but it's like 7 hours ago, 8 hours ago.
Oh, yeah.
So no updated.
The McEwen on Saint Laurent, just as after you get off the 417, you go across the hill there. That was $1.60 when I passed it this morning, and it was open. And I'm sure the Ultramar on Hazeldine in Stittsville, where I often go, because they usually have cheaper gas prices overnight anyway. I'm sure they were about $1.60 as well.
Ultramars and McEwens are the ones that if you get them at night, you're gonna get a nice break. But not, I mean, nothing's nice from $1.80. Like, come on.
They say they do it every year. I don't know about a 14 cent shift overnight.
No. The average price for gas in Ottawa in April of 2023 was $1.52 a liter. And then in 2022, you may recall gas prices went up to above $2 a liter in May and June.
Yeah.
So
I actually didn't recall that. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
And I looked, I was like, oh, well, yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Remember early COVID gas prices?
Yeah, when it dropped to 65 cents a liter. That was
and then
amazing.
And
there was no down the roads.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
My one fill up, I had a 7 cents off a liter off of the 65. I got it for 58 cents. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
That's great.
Yeah.
You know whose name we shouldn't know? And maybe not everybody does. Do you recognize Dan McTeague?
Oh, the gas price guy.
The president of the Canadian Affordable for Energy. Like, you know what I mean? That guy has become a celebrity over the last decade. We shouldn't know that guy's name.
Not for reasons he probably wants to be a celebrity, though. It's not like thought of like you would like Santa.
No.
You know? You know those same warm feelings towards this guy. No.
He is Santa's coal.
He's anti-Santa.
But just to make you feel good, we have
Santa.
We have not seen these gas prices since August 2nd of 2022.
Yeah, so. There you go.
Sweet man, so much to be excited about. Yeah. So much.
They're part of history.
So much to be looking forward to. Such a bright, shiny future. We're going to save the world, but it's going to suck when we get there. Anyways. Yeah. We got free fuel coming up, though.
Oh, yeah.
$500 worth. Your chance to win it. It's out of Ottawa. So, I mean, there's always a
And of if you're a CAA member, you can get 3 cents off a liter at Shell's.
That is
only $1.77. So, I mean, that's better than a kick in the face, right?
Yeah, it is better than a kick in the face.
By a huge horse.
Yep. Yes. Yes, it is. It is better than a kick in the face by a huge horse.
Yeah.
No one, there's not a person on the planet that can disagree with that.
Ever been kicked in the face by a horse?
No.
Me either, but it sounds awful.
Yes. Yeah, it really does. It's the sound. It really does sound terrible. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Spot on the show. Each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure. There's something kind of interesting. People are finding it a good idea in Italy. There's a restaurant. Doesn't matter the name because you're probably not going to go there today. But they, if you give up your cell phone when you go into the restaurant, not like for good, just while you're eating, they put it in a box and lock it away. The incentive is you'll get a bottle of wine for free.
Oh, okay.
You just go and have dinner and talk to the people you're with rather than just be on your cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people think it's a good idea. It's catching on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all the time with a bottle of wine, but other free incentives. So I would do that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
I'd do that just for, have you ever got a pop out at dinner now? It's like $4.50.
Oh, really?
for a Diet Pepsi. I'd do that just for that.
Maybe some calamari, a little free appetizer.
Oh, yeah.
Just
to not be on my phone?
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Absolutely.
Speaking of cameras, because your phones have cameras on them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
Hell of a segue.
Yeah, yeah. This just shows, like, we have a lot of friends in the police force, you know?
We do.
Big partners of ours and a bunch of things. So there's no way throwing shade on them. Just showing that they're also humans. But the photo radar and red light cameras have caught dozens of Ottawa police officers in the first 3 months. 75 tickets speeding in the designated camera areas for police officers.
Okay.
And 12 for running red lights. And that's in the first three months of
cruisers?
The year.
Yeah, were they on, like, lights and sirens and everything? Yeah. Like, because you can do that.
Yeah.
They're the police.
Yes. I'm not sure if these were permitted or not. Probably if these were, like,
because the camera won't know if they're lights and sirens. They doesn't care.
The speeding ones.
Ooh, I got one on Walkley.
You did, eh?
On Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Road's empty. Because I guess it goes from 60 to 50, back up to 60.
Okay.
I was cruising at 67. If it wasn't for the camera, like a camera's going to give that. A human being wasn't going to give me a ticket for 67 in a 50 on a holiday Friday afternoon.
Probably not.
You know?
But the camera will.
You're 17 over. I mean, it's.
Yeah, but come on. I understand.
You're a criminal.
Yeah.
No, he's not. But
it's actually in my wife's car, so it came to her. Which
she's a criminal.
She's, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember driving there. I don't remember driving there, is what I said. What are you talking about?
Why would you do this?
Yeah.
As if we don't have enough expenses.
Yeah. She was in the passenger seat.
Start playing with her mind. Take her car out when she doesn't know and just go ripping through, like, camera
all
zones.
Of them?
And be like, what are you doing 60 you over doing? In camera zone?
Yeah. No, because that will still affect me.
Yeah, you have to pay for it. Yeah. All right, what do you got, James?
Well, about a month ago, I guess, you probably don't remember, I brought up this guy who plays for the Raptors, Jonte Porter.
Yes.
And there was some weird stuff with gambling about how he had really low over-under stats, like rebounds and points, and then all of a sudden he was getting pulled from games or he would get hurt after like 3 minutes in some games.
Really?
And the biggest winning bets on a couple nights were Jonte Porter bets. Mm. On some of the reputable companies.
Sounds
so they said, they said, let's look into it.
It does sound a bit suspicious.
He has been handed a lifetime ban from the NBA.
He's done. Debod.
He's bod. He was also betting on stuff as well. So it's not good.
But that doesn't sound good at all.
No. So he was like obviously letting bettors know about either his health status or what his health status was going to be.
I see.
And then, like, it just got, again, with everything, someone got way too greedy. Who knows how many times this had happened before, but there's one particular game that stuck out because an $80,000 bet was made.
My God.
And it was frozen. Would have won 1.1 mil, but it was frozen. So he's done.
He should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Like in an altruistic world, you should be able to bet on your own team and go out and play your best, right? But how do you trust people?
Yes. Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet on myself to win because I wanted to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you bet on yourself to win, you should be, that should be fine.
Yeah.
It's still shady.
It is.
So much to bet on.
Yep.
You don't have to bet on your own team. Even your own sport, you shouldn't be allowed to bet on.
So he's done.
He's bond.
Sorry, I'm trying to find out how old he is.
I don't think he's that old.
He doesn't look like he's very old.
He's 20s anyway.
Yeah.
Man. He has a brother of Denver Nuggets forward.
Uh-huh.
Placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using someone else's betting account.
Ooh.
Bets range from $15 to $22,000.
Oh, that's a big range.
Yeah. So you were going to get caught. Like, you know, he's 24.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how he expected not to get caught. That's the weirdest thing.
Was he not making enough money?
I imagine he was, Jason.
And just some people are addicted to that sort of thing, I guess.
But that sad for him, I guess. He had a problem. He can get out of it.
No, it's not even having a gambling problem. Like, there's lots of pro athletes that have gambling Michael Jordan is a
you could just bet on other things.
But
he just bets on everything else.
Yeah.
He would never bet against himself anyways. His ego would never allow that. But this
is not good for those bet and for sports. Because like now that betting's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? When some guys, let's say.
That's why they think they're getting away with it. Because they just think it's, but they'll get you.
Like Matthews got 12 shots on goal last night.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden Matthews didn't get a single shot on goal in a game, some people would be like, okay, what's up? You know?
Maybe. They're looking for it.
You know, that's the thing, where before maybe not as, it wasn't as public, but oh well. Sorry, bud.
I'm not, so he's an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
like life was in his lap and he just flushed it.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
You want to reach us, 216-3849-216 Dougie, 24 hours a day. We play them at 640, 840-ish every day, every single day, weekday. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this has been a hot button all week, but these Tim Hortons lids.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just talking about the Tim Hortons lids, and I haven't tried them.
Thanks,
okay.
Man.
Thanks. Thanks for the update. Let us know what you do.
Yeah. Thanks, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
On the same topic here.
Yeah.
This one amused me so much. This person has called in about this.
Bunch of years ago, best coffee lid I ever experienced was from Dunkin' Donuts. And I don't know if they still have them, but it was like a sippy cup lid. So it had like the tip that came up.
Ah.
But then it had a little slider on it so you could open and close the lid. So if you were driving with it, it didn't get all over the place. I just think that was the best engineered coffee cup lid I've ever had.
Man, we've got people thinking.
Yeah, I don't know if they have that anymore.
I have had a sippy cup one. Have you had that before somewhere?
Sippy cup.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's got a little lip that comes up like a...
Yeah, they used to be a lot more, though. I feel like there's a lot more sippy cup style lids back in the day.
Now, they eliminated them in 2013.
Any reason?
Too much plastic.
Yeah, too expensive.
Probably, yeah.
Yesterday,
somebody called us and made us aware of this whole plastic movement. How Wendy's is just like F you to the plastic movement because they got rid of their paper drink cups and now they have giant plastic drink cups. Yeah, and I was like, that's accurate.
But don't they also have paper straws?
No.
They do.
They got rid of them?
I think Wendy's says F you to the paper straws.
No,
you
get
a
paper straw from Wendy's.
Oh.
In a giant plastic cup, like
which
the most
crazy.
Plastic of plastic cups ever. It's amazing. it's insane.
Wild.
I don't get it.
That's wild.
All right, what else you got?
Okay.
There's a type of golf tournament, I guess, where the more you drink, the more strokes they take off for your team. I've never golfed a day in my life, but I know from slight scientific experimentation that I can drink in 6 hours the equivalent of about 9 12-ounce beers. A light beer is about 1.1 light beers to make a whole regular beer, alcohol-wise. So if you take into that account, if you do light beers on the golf course there in a six-hour period, I can drink approximately 10 light beers and not be anywhere near tipsy. A little bit buzzed, not near tipsy. Okay, cool. Who wants me on their team?
I mean, he could just golf better.
He just said he doesn't ever golf before.
I don't. He doesn't even talk about golfing. He's just talking about he's just there to drink to get the score down.
For the drinks.
Just to bring the score down.
Yeah, but if he's a bad golfer, like how his beer consumption won't offset his bad score.
But they take, yeah, but it's like you're the team, right? It's like a best ball kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So like you have a birdie putt, but this guy's had five beer. Now, he says, who wants to be on their team? Anyone who's done that math, I'm sorry. You might be a great guy. I don't want that person on my team.
No. But he's more focused than drinking than the golf?
No, just who's taking the time to do that. I'm more of a guy slamming his golf shoes on without undoing his laces, showing up late with a cooler full of his own beers kind of guy. That's who I like want on my team.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the drunkest, like the most inebriated daytime I've ever been is golf tournament.
Yeah, oh, it yeah. happens a lot, yeah.
When you fell out the front.
You fell at the front of the cart?
He broke through the thing.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that.
It was amazing.
Yeah. That was a day.
Somehow you didn't get run over.
That was a day. Yeah, that's... well, because the reason I fell at the front is because we were ripping down a hill.
Yeah.
In a golf cart.
Of course.
And he just hit the brakes out of nowhere.
And you rolled out the front?
I went flying through I knocked the plastic front windshield out. He veered. The cart drove over the windshield but missed me.
There's cool tire tracks on the windshield.
We brought the cart back. There was tire tracks up the windshield. And the cart guy was like, how did you get... Did another cart drive up your cart? Yeah. And we just walked away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was there when we got it.
Many years ago. Yeah, this wouldn't happen now, of course. No, anyone wants to give us free golf?
No, I don't ingest anything at that quantity that I did.
But you know, golfing, music festivals, these are your day drunk events.
Yeah, they are, yeah. That's true. I'd rather be drunk on a golf course than I would be at a music festival, I feel. At least in a golf course, usually surrounded by some buds who'll make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you know. Not in a field of strangers.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Usually pretty good in the pit. You fall down, they'll pick you up.
Yeah, you're right,
That's the unwritten rule.
Yeah.
It is the unwritten
rule. In Canada.
Don't stomp on your head. Yeah. Someone falls, don't kill them, pick them up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, help them out.
Now we're much more responsible.
Of course. Yes,
so we're grown-ups. This was, this was like way back, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto. What?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
30 seconds. 5 questions. You can pass them back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board. Every single slot in our Plinko board has $500 in fuel, courtesy of Shell and CAA.
We have Braden on the phone.
Braden.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
We're all right. Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What city boasts the 70th busiest airport in the world?
Salt Lake.
What is a 3D rectangular shape called?
Cube.
What Canadian comedy actor played the role of Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors?
Repeat the question, please.
What Canadian comedy actor played the role of Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors?
Martin Short.
Which hockey player spent 17 seasons with the Ottawa Senators and is the franchise leader in goals?
Daniel Alfredson.
What is worse, a soft handshake or a hard high five?
A soft handshake.
All right, let's go over your answers. All right. I gave you a little extra time because the questions were long.
Yeah, they're pretty long questions.
What is worse, a soft handshake or a hard high five? You said a soft handy. That's correct.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
no one likes a soft handy. Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Only firm handies here, please.
Yeah, we like a firm handy. Which hockey player spent 17 seasons with the Ottawa Senators and is the franchise leader in goals? You said Daniel Alfredson. That is correct.
That's correct.
That's correct.
What Canadian comedy actor played the role of Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors? You said Martin
Short. Is it Moranis?
Short. It's Rick Moranis.
Yeah, it is Moranis.
He's 71 years old today, Rick.
You know, he just quit acting to help his wife, I think. Wasn't his wife sick or something? And he just said, or to raise his... I think he just walked away for some...
Really?
Yeah. Seems like a real good dude. Anyway, sorry, just...
What is a 3D rectangular shape called? You said a cube, which is close. It's a cuboid.
There's a bunch of different ones, but cuboid is the most like official.
All right.
Like a right rectangle. Oh yeah, it's wild.
All right. And yeah, what city boasts the 70th busiest airport in the world? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming.
Well, I mean, we might have given it to you on the cuboid if you'd got Rick Moranis, but you didn't. So
Like, honey, I
stunk
the quiz.
Well done. Well done. I want to give it to you almost on that.
Yeah.
But
we can't.
Yeah. We can't. We'll
watch out for those soft handies.
Yeah.
All
right. Have a great day. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was good. He did voice acting so he could spend more time with his family.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, whatever.
He's been a name I've literally heard since I could remember.
Rick Moranis.
You know,
so limited roles too. I mean, SCTV obviously, and then
Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a lot. He was
Little,
you know,
Giants,
Strange Brew.
Strange Brew.
Ghostbusters.
Oh my God! Yeah,
he was the bat. He was one of the guys that got turned into the. He was the Keem. Was he the Keem or the Lock? I don't remember.
I don't know. Made enough money though.
Igor the Carpathian,
right?
Was that one or no? We've had this discussion. I feel in the last 2 months.
It might have been. I don't know.
But which Ghostbusters was which? Which was the Marshmallow Man? First or second?
First one.
Second one was the painting, wasn't it? The haunted painting one?
Who was Sigourney Weaver? Both?
First. And second.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe. Second?
I'll be honest, I didn't know there was a second one.
What?
What are you talking about? There's been like 19 Ghostbusters.
Wow.
Has there?
It's been two of the original, most of the original guys.
Really?
And then they've relaunched it.
They
relaunched it with the all ladies cast.
Yeah. No, I know about those, but I meant like of the original one.
And now isn't it Rudd now? Isn't Rudd
Paul Rudd?
So, yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's in the new ones. Anyways.
Not up on my bustin'.
All right. Well,
you know you're bustin'.
Yeah.
I am an expert in bustin'.
Bustin' makes you feel good. Best line of any song ever.
It does.
It really does.
Circle
is a shape. It goes around and around. A spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jake.
You guys never left anything behind in a cab or an Uber or anything like that? I once left sunglasses. And I really liked them, so it was bad. I never got them back. But Uber has shared some of the weird things that people have left behind in their cars.
Okay.
So some of the highlights. Someone just left their toupee in there.
They forgot to pay for it.
Two containers with spiders in them.
What?
What?
A tray of meat pie. Ceramic cat, a jar of oysters,
okay.
A candle that says "See you in court," a live turtle, a burrito steamer, a fart sensor. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what a fart sensor is either.
A fake butt, some undergarments.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A WWE championship belt.
Like an actual one?
Yeah, well, probably you can.
Either
buy
way,
them on
even
Amazon.
The ones you can buy are very expensive.
Yeah.
And a large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that said Spanky Fest on it.
What?
So, yeah, those are some fun things.
I wasn't a big cab/Uber guy. I gotta be honest.
No.
I was a public transit guy for, you know, my youth, and then I got a cheap car the second I could.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't
I left my sunglasses going to the airport.
Oh, you're not going to get those back.
To a cab going to the airport in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh.
And
which,
I've never seen them.
Which Uber did you leave your dignity in, Jamie?
That was a good one.
That was funny. Holy smokes, that was a good one.
Hey, let's forget that ever happened. Hey, it's National High Five Day, guys.
It is. Yeah.
You guys want to throw, I don't know what that means, just high five some folks today? It'd be weird if someone that never high fived today all of a sudden was walking around high fiving everybody. That would weird everybody.
It'll
else.
Happen.
So that may be entertaining. The credit goes to Major League Baseball coach Dusty Baker.
Yeah, Dusty Baker.
And his old teammate Glenn Burke. They get credit for when the first high five happened.
Which is crazy.
Which
like
is
the,
weird.
What, the 70s?
1977, when they smacked hands in the last game of the season on October 2nd.
There were no high fives before that, like recognized?
I don't know.
Guess not. It's a handshake or just a nod.
That's crazy. I had no idea it was just from the 70s.
It's fairly recent.
Yeah. But fans immediately thought it was cool, and Dodgers embraced it as their official way to celebrate after that.
So.
Yeah, I can only picture some like Roman gladiator beating a lion and then walking off the out of the Colosseum to his other gladiators and giving high fives. I just don't picture.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, you know?
Maybe arm bars, but they do an arm bar.
Oh, like, yeah, true. Like,
oh, yeah. Like,
or the arm grab around. Shake.
Yeah.
The
deep could
band
be that.
Shake. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing worse than a weird high five, though, no. So make sure you know what you're doing. We're going to put out an instructional video a little bit later today on how to do a proper high five. Yeah. So, yeah. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this sucks. You go to Tim Hortons, you roll up the rim, and you get an email saying you want a boat.
A boat?
You say, you check the email, yeah. They have all your history of all your other roles. Then you get another email saying, sorry, that was a mistake.
What?
You didn't win a boat.
Ooh.
That's happened.
Garbage.
Several Tim Hortons customers feeling
several?
Great disappointment.
I would be upset.
After being told they won a $65,000 boat, there was one guy, Sean Baxter. He said, I was definitely excited. My wife was on her way out of the door. I called her back in. Of course, why wouldn't you?
You want a boat.
They verified the email. Like I said, they all matched all the roles that he had done previously. Mm-hmm. Then he got the email. We're reaching out to let you know that the technical errors may have resulted in incorrect information about roles and prizes being included in your roll up the win recap. Unfortunately,
how
some
many
prizes you did
this?
Not win. Several. Just says several, so whatever that means. Says here, this is my favorite quote from Tim Hortons. We apologize for the frustration this has caused and for not living up to our high standards.
Mm-hmm. Haven't they had many times where they've given away wrong stuff and rolled? But how do you do, like, I think they should be responsible for giving it out.
I wouldn't think so.
Well,
I think if you tell someone they won something, they won it. If it's the company that says, hey, you won this, you've won it.
He gives a great example about that. He says, I mean, we're talking about a $65,000 boat. All of a sudden, you're telling me no? He said, if you go to a grocery store and they have the wrong price, they'll honor the price they put on there.
Yeah, of course.
He says,
their mistake.
I'd like to see something from them. Of course, ideally the boat, but I doubt that's going to happen. They might give them something.
Maybe
couple
can't
free
tell
coffees.
People they won, especially a contest of chance. It's not like
that's true.
It's not like you had to perform something and then they mistakenly thought you had done it and you didn't. So then they're like, oh, sorry. Like number, even numbers. Like,
well, we did that lottery lady. She thought she had won the one of the big lotteries in the States, but the website she checked had given
the
number.
Yeah,
but the lottery company hadn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a different company.
Yes.
This is the same company
that told him he won. So then you've
different.
Won. If they told you you've won in a contest of chance, which you don't see the nuts and bolts behind the scenes, they could say, no, we messed up on anything they wanted to give away.
Yeah.
That's garbage. They should give the boat. They should have
they
to
should
give
them the boat.
Do you think
all
a $50 gift card is good enough
no,
as
compensation?
No, it is not.
The company said at the time that it offered a $50
gift card.
They
could retract anything they've ever given away then and say, oh, sorry, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
But that's garbage, man.
Untrustworthy.
Like I said, it's not numbers. It's not a certain thing where you can be like, oh, we got those wrong.
Yeah.
Here's proof we got it wrong.
You're right.
We're sorry, but you really didn't win. There's no proof he didn't win.
Yeah, what's they could the be like, oh, we don't like the look of that guy. We're
what's the proof he didn't win? Because they said so. But you already said he won.
Yeah.
So then he won.
All those people should be having sweet new boats.
Yeah.
I agree. Or the equivalent in cash.
Yeah. With a trailer.
With a trailer, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Barely got a free coffee, I think. So, and then I can shake my fist at. But if I was them, I'd be mighty pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
With Joke Text.
You text us your best, worst joke, your dad joke, your cringe joke, your whatever, pun joke, whatever you want. Just short. We read them to Jamie, myself, and Jason do. And whichever one who laughs at the hardest wins.
What's a ghost's favorite kind of store?
What?
A boutique.
All right.
What do you say to a llama that loves picnicking?
What?
Alpaca lunch.
Except that's a
different
blasphemy. I think they're the same animal.
Yeah, Jamie's very fond of the alpaca, not fond of
nope.
the llama.
No. Nope.
So how dare you?
What do you call a line of rabbits walking backwards?
What?
A receding hairline.
It hits home.
Not funny then, I guess.
I take offense to that.
How do you make a lemon drop?
How?
Just let it fall.
Oh, okay.
Where were knots invented?
Where?
Thailand.
Why don't eggs tell each other secrets?
Why?
Because they might crack up.
Oh.
Make any sense.
Jokes. More like jokes, no?
What did the police officer say to his belly button?
What?
You're under a vest.
You're under a vest. Yeah,
what's brown and sounds like a bell?
What?
Dung.
No way that was going. Never heard that one.
Why don't you ever go to the bathroom with Pokemon?
Because he might Pikachu.
Yeah, he might Pikachu.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What?
A carrot.
Oh, jeez.
Trampling used to be called jumpling until your mom got on it.
Yeah, heard that one.
What's a skeleton's least favorite room in the house?
What?
The living room.
Do you hear about the lady who tried to cut off her husband's junk but missed?
No.
She got charged with a misdemeanor. Damn it.
Mr. Wiener?
Mr. Wiener.
Damn it. That one probably would have been good.
That would have been good.
Damn it.
She got charged with a felony offense. She got charged with a misdemeanor.
Mr. Wiener.
Why damn don't it. Oysters donate to charity?
Why?
Because they're shellfish.
Been taking Viagra for my sunburn. Doesn't cure it, but it keeps the sheets off my legs at night.
That is a terrible thing when your legs are burnt.
What do you call a man with no shins?
Tony.
Yeah, it's a great one. That is it's a classic.
I used to be a baker, but I couldn't make enough dough, so I needed to find a new job.
Oh, wow.
Couple jokes in there.
Went to the doctor's the other day, and he said not to eat anything fatty. I said, so no burgers? And he said, no fatty, just don't eat anything.
That's rude.
The doctor had a comma in there.
Yeah.
I used to play piano by ear. But now I use my hands.
Yeah.
When does rain ruin a camping trip?
When?
Oh, when it gets intense.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, sorry.
That does, yeah. Right.
That wasn't the best one.
Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
Why?
It was already stuffed.
Yeah,
what kind of dog lives in a toilet?
What?
A poodle. All right.
Yeah, pick a joke.
Well, I laughed the longest at dung.
What's brown and sounds like a bell?
Dung. Yeah, dung.
Yeah. All right,
winner.
You got $100 a lot.
I laughed the hardest at. That is the rules.
Could be worth a boatload, those lottery tickets there, eh?
It could be.
Anyways, congrats. $100 for you. Dung. Listen, guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new technique to keep mosquitoes away that Jamie wants to tell us about. He hasn't told us what it is, but he just said... Jason, I know they've been bothering you already.
I'm property. All for that, yeah.
Like, I want to try it, but I also don't want to try it right now. But we'll see. We'll leave it up to you guys if we try it or not once I tell you what it is.
We'll find out. Coming up.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
We're on the show, we dedicate to stuff that caught our attention. Who would like to go first? I can go first. You guys want me to go first?
Sure.
First. Red Lobster, gents, apparently... pretty close to filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, really?
After losing millions on endless shrimp.
Yeah.
Blaming the pandemic, rising labor costs, among other problems.
Among giving away that much food?
Yeah, they've been giving away a lot. So it hasn't been a great, last 5 years, apparently, for Red Lobster. They closed 8 locations in 23.
Hmm.
And the investment group that held most of its stakes reported a $22 million loss for the year. So, they say they might be filing for bankruptcy.
Man. I can tell you the exact last time I went to Red Lobster.
Mm. Well,
not the date, but it would have been in 2007.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I remember I was coaching a hockey team, and we were at a tournament, and we all went to Red Lobster for dinner.
Expensive team dinner.
We had a parent on the team that was
nice.
Had a connection.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I have not been since I was 20 years old. Yeah. I was bouncing at a sports bar. My father took me out for dinner before to Red Lobster, and I got the worst food poisoning I've ever had.
Oh, that'll do it.
Oh, wow.
So I had stuffed sole, I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the staff bathroom of the sports bar.
Even?
Just spewing out every place you could spew out of. Like, it was...
You were not stuffed at the end of it.
No. I burst all the blood vessels in my face from throwing up and stuff. It looked like I got beat up. It was one of the worst few hours I've ever had in my life.
Maybe we should go. before they shut down.
I mean, this was 20.
Yeah.
20 so it was years, Jason's 25
almost.
Years ago.
Yeah, almost.
Maybe we should do a little round.
I haven't gone on purpose. Like, not on purpose. Like, I just, it's not like I don't like it. It's fine. I just haven't gone.
I think their biscuits are a top five pre-food bread item.
Really?
Of the restaurants, I would think.
It's just never, it's never top of mind for me.
No, you're right. Because there isn't a ton of them, right?
Not a ton. And, I mean, when I think eating out, when I think eating out seafood, I think fish and chips for some reason.
That's
I don't know
fair.
Why. And I love seafood. Yeah. I just don't.
Yeah. Man, that's sad.
I like all the food I see.
Good one.
Anyway, so who wants to go next?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll go next.
Okay.
So you guys know the movie Weekend at Bernie's, right?
Yeah.
I like that movie. It was good.
Yeah, the dead guy.
Well, a woman in Brazil is facing some charges after she wheeled her quite dead uncle into a bank and tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name.
What?
$3,400.
So the bank teller got it on video, just started filming with her own camera. The man clearly dead, but the niece kept talking to him like he was alive, tried to help him sign the paperwork, like put the pen in his hand and everything, but she had to hold his head up the entire time. The teller said his skin tone looked a bit off and he was oddly quiet.
Who thinks they're going to weekend at Bernie somebody to a bank and get money?
But
it almost worked.
The lady claimed that she's like, nah, he's just like that. He doesn't say much.
Oh.
So they called the police at the bank and that they came and arrested her because he was clearly dead.
Hey, and I guess if you got nothing to lose and you're broke, you'd give it a shot. But. Yeah.
They didn't even know if she was really his niece. That's just what she said. So.
Why just $3,400?
Yeah.
That's all that he was.
That's all he had. Like,
and a loan, not stealing.
Yeah,
it was
just
for a sign for a loan.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, none of us like mosquitoes, eh?
No.
One of the stupidest things around.
Coming up on that time.
A fella apparently has a hack for getting rid of mosquitoes. Yeah, I saw it on the old Instagram. I'll play it here.
Easy way to keep the mosquitoes away. Take some coffee grounds and pour them into a small glass jar. Take a lighter and hold it on the coffee grounds until they start burning. Once it's going, this will continue to burn for hours and the mosquitoes hate the smell of it.
Whew. So there you go. So take your coffee grounds.
Yeah, coffee grounds.
Huh. Grounds, grinds, what is it?
Grounds.
Grounds.
Put it in a glass jar, light it till it starts to smoke, and I guess it just keeps going.
Really? I mean, I'll give it a shot.
They hate the smell. Now, will we hate the smell?
Yeah, it's just them smelling burnt.
Hair.
Yeah, hair.
That would be terrible.
Or butt coffee.
But I like the smell of coffee brewing, so I don't know how bad it could be.
If that works, game changer, could be.
For sure.
I hate them. And you get them way worse than us, Jason, because you live in the woods.
Yeah, and there's like little pockets of dampness in there that I can't go and clear out myself.
You're so annoying. Like, I can't, like, you know what I mean? I want to say so many other bad words.
Yeah. What I normally do is I have to work outside for a day and there's no fire ban on or anything, I'll put a little campfire in my little fire pit and I'll just bathe in the smoke and that keeps them away pretty
really?
Well. Yeah.
I'm going to admit something here on the show. It makes me look soft.
What's that?
But I have a very unnatural rage and annoyance to insects. Like, some people can just walk and have bugs around them and, like, mosquitoes around their heads or...
Yeah, those are the crazy people.
That's not me. I can't do that.
I lose my mind.
Oh, it's impossible, yeah.
Like, But it makes me, like, I don't react to any other part of nature that way. Anything. Like, literally anything.
Well, just
big
other humans.
Big snake goes across the path, doesn't faze me, you know? See some coyotes in the bush, cool. I don't know why. Like,
they're not going...
But I will like stop a hike 5 minutes in if I'm like, nope, bugs are too bad. In the car,
like I just, right in your eyes and your ears and everything.
It's crazy how upset they make me.
Like, remember that few years back, maybe five. There was those two guys, they're fugitives on the run. They killed someone in BC and they made it the way to Manitoba, and they were in northern Manitoba
and they were in the bush.
They were literally saying the bugs might drive them to insanity. They said, like, if we can't catch them, the bugs will
kill them.
Will.
Either drive them crazy or they.
And eventually
just
they went crazy anyway. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, wow.
I can't.
Much.
But it makes me feel soft. I don't know why. Like, it's just bugs, dude. Walk.
Yeah,
like, you're
right.
Fine. What's it going to do? Make you a little itchy bump on you? But as soon as I'm out there, and it's like, one's in my ear, one's in my eye. I'm like,
slapping the back of your legs.
We'll be back in September.
How are you biting me through jeans?
Yeah, they can get you.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry some light, some coffee grounds, whatever you want to call it, on fire and see works.
Someone texted in, we did the coffee thing last year and the smell was horrible, but it worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know if that's better.
I don't know if that's better either.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
You want to reach us, any topic, something in your craw, something you want to boast about, spread the word, question, whatever it is. 216-3849-216-Dougie, we're your megaphone for the city and the world. Jimmy, what do you got?
No, very hot topic today.
Good morning, boys. Love the show. Explain to me something, or correct me if I'm wrong. Every fall, the gas prices go up because they say they got to make the winter gas. Now it's the same load of crap in the spring. This is like one big steaming pile of crap.
I agree it's one big steaming pile of crap, but usually in the winter they say the price drops because of winter gas.
Yeah.
They actually do. I remember that very specifically this last fall.
Because they put more butane in it.
Yeah. It's all a steaming pile of crap.
For the vapor pressure, right, for evaporation. And so butane costs less than petrol.
Mm.
So when there's more of it in there, it costs less.
Not a lot less. It's a hard, because it's capitalism. So, I mean, like, what are you going to do? Like, it's the rules.
Yeah. You need
how it's played. But I think you can have capitalism without essential products. Like, there should be some sort of rules for gas, for food. I know that sounds not like capitalism.
That's crazy.
But those are essential things we all need. You can say, oh, you don't need gas, but you need gas. So don't be dumb.
Yeah, because you gotta go places.
Well, we could all save money by buying electric cars.
You still need gas because you gotta mine the products.
Yeah,
I know.
It's not much better if you look at the number. But anyways, I don't know. I just think there should be, for things that are essential to our, like, you want to have capitalism with things that aren't essential. Like, if you're out buying a $5,000 jacket, you can't complain about the price of a $5,000 jacket.
No.
But if you need gas and you need food, and those are becoming too expensive because of a lot of things, but a good chunk of it is greed. And I don't know how to check that. I'm not in any way a smart man. I just think there should be some rules.
He knows what you likes and what you don't like.
No, it's just they're essential things. Like, what kind of piece of garbage wants to sit in his giant mansion somewhere because he made people spend $19 on a loaf of bread? Like, I don't I don't think that's okay. I think we should find a way to make that not okay. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah.
What else you got, James?
Also, though, kind of a good slogan for the show, some might say.
This is like one big steaming pile of crap.
I don't know why you're so negative.
Some would say.
I like our show. It's a good
program. You guys ever been on hold?
Yeah, Yeah.
Well, a fella has called us while on hold.
Can you hear this? Can you hear this shrill nonsense? I'm on the hold with my health insurance company, and it sounds like this. It currently is on speakerphone. It sounds the same in headphones and when you hold it up to your ear. This is unacceptable hold music. I have 5 bars. This is ridiculous. Good gracious.
Good gracious.
It
drove him to say good gracious.
Yeah.
What an underused saying when you're just completely done with something. Play it again. Can you identify? Can you hear what it is exactly?
Oh, absolutely not. It is unacceptable, as he says.
I'm on the hold with my health insurance company, and it sounds like this. It currently is on speakerphone. It sounds the same in headphones and when you hold it up to your ear. This is unacceptable hold music. I have 5 bars. This is ridiculous. Good gracious.
I was on hold with Rogers once.
Okay, yeah.
And the person on the other end said, I need to put you on hold. And then they asked me, do you want to be on hold in silence or do you want the music?
Is that an option?
Yeah, and I said, in silence, please. And they said, I thought so. And then, I just sat on hold in silence.
I've never been given the option.
Yeah.
That's a cool new feature.
I don't know if that was just, that one person.
I like the callback feature that some places
have. A good one.
Yeah.
We'll call you back when someone's available. Yes, please.
As long as they call you back.
Yeah.
I've had it when they just don't call back.
Yeah, there's that too.
Do you guys find the volume fluctuates when you're on hold sometimes? It'll start to fade, and then wham, all right in your ear again.
No.
You've never had the volume fluctuate on the hold music?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't sit there with it at my ear. I just put
it
on the speaker
down,
and I put the phone down and walk around and do stuff. Like, I don't know.
And when you hold it up to your ear. This is unacceptable hold music. I have 5 bars. This is ridiculous. Good gracious.
Good gracious.
That's great. Our Dougie Line 216-349 or 216-Dougie.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe to our podcast. Quickly take a listen if you do podcast, iTunes, Spotify. It's the whole show in its entirety, 5 days a week. Don't forget, 9 o'clock, another name for payday with Amy. And if you are a business or entertainer who wants to celebrate Carlton Place winning our March Madness in small towns, please swing by Shea106.com. May 4th, we're going to Carlton Place to throw a big party. Ton of people already in. But the more the merrier.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, if you think you have something to offer to that day and that party, we'd love to see it.
And if you're not a business, you can still come.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, we don't have to sign up, though. You can just come.
There are no tickets. It's free.
No.
Just got a text from the mayor of Carlton Place, Toby Randall.
Ah, good old Toby.
Lads, the coffee grounds work. Smells a bit much, though. So another person with the mosquitoes burn coffee grounds.
Yeah. All right.
I'll give it a try later. I got coffee grounds at the house.
Okay. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
Make a little video, report in or whatever not, or just leave it on the Dougie Line. Or do whatever you want to do, Jason.
Okay. First job is I'll try to remember to do it.
That's step one.
Yeah, step one.
Remember. Well,
after that, we'll see what happens.
All right.
It's also High Five Day today.
It is High Five Day.
If you're interested on how to do a high five properly, there will be an excellent instructional video put up on
momentarily.
Put up on the Facebook pages to
done
to help
editing
you
it.
Out.
We just got to get it up.
Right on.
Yeah, and Instagram and everywhere else you follow us. All right, have yourself a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.